Drought conditions continue to ravage parts of Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Food costs are up, and in Kenya, millions of children are at risk of starvation. Look at what's happening there in just a moment. And then, there's a country wide open to the gospel, and yet many people there have never heard of Jesus before. Stick around for that story, too. But today we're going to start with Africa's food crisis, which is said to be the result of both natural and man-made factors. But regardless of the cause, this life and death situation demands a response. Compassion. Silas Irongo is the communication specialist in Africa for Compassion International.
Because the rains have not showed up in some places for a number of years, there has been massive crop failure. We've had deaths of livestock. And as a result, massive malnutrition.
Northern Kenya, he says, is also facing food shortages, driving costs up by almost 200% in some cases.
Already in Kenya, we've already heard that about 4 million people have been affected, and about 1.2 million of them are children who are facing starvation.
And while the drought has not directly impacted Compassion projects in Kenya, the recent flooding from sudden heavy rains has. Compassion International is ready to distribute relief aid through their sponsorship programs. So would you please pray for Kenya. And then head to our website to learn how child sponsorship can be a practical response to tragedy while being a vessel to share the gospel.
In times like this, when situations are dire, and especially in those communities that have experienced drought or have faced displacement as a result of either intercommunal conflict, I think this is a really good time for us to show the love of Jesus Christ.
Next, teachers know that every classroom presents its own challenges. But what if your students were fleeing for their lives? Tent Schools International just finished tackling exactly that question.
Because we are an educational institution, we really wanted to get to the bottom of how does a person that is suffering from PTSD, how does that impact their ability to learn?
That's Dale Dielman, and he says in their new book, Tent Schools outlines ways that people can help students with PTSD and catch symptoms before things get too out of hand. It doesn't take any professional training, and one of the most important tools anyone can use is grace.
The gospel really needs to shine through here in the ways the people who are encircling themselves around these children act and how they view and see these children.
Believers can help provide the kind of mercy and grace that hurting kids need. And you don't even have to be there, because prayer is that powerful a weapon.
These are God's children as well, and we are not going to let the devil or other forces rob these children from the seat of God.
If you want to know more about how you can help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, did you know that out of all the countries open to evangelists and missionaries, Japan has the largest group of people unreached with the gospel? Kevin and Becky Zirkel were missionaries with World Gospel Mission in Japan for 40 years. Kevin says today, Japan is still a mission field in desperate need of gospel witnesses.
The church has kind of plateaued, and they're facing a serious shortage of pastors. They've had a hard time attracting young people into the church, and so some of the things that current missionaries are working with is children's English classes and also youth group ministries within the church to try to attract young people to the church.
When the Zirkels served as missionaries in Japan, they led Bible studies with university students. Because they were in English, other students joined who didn't know Christ.
A lot of students were really interested in English and learning English, and so we were able to use that as a way to contact students and a point of interest.
WGM has a lot of short-term internship or service opportunities for students and adults who want to serve God in missions. Becky says,
Japan particularly can use young people in the summertime for the various children's ministries and youth camps that are present there.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.